From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. Here in Idaho, 11% of our population lives below the poverty line. That's according to the United States Census Bureau. And out of that 11%, the number of women living below the poverty level is more than 100,000. These numbers are important because living in poverty doesn't just limit your access to housing or food. It can also limit your access to period products. And this is an important and often overlooked health need. However, one group is working to address this issue. Days for Girls is an international nonprofit that helps to increase access to washable and sustainable menstrual kits. And here in the Treasure Valley, the local team has started a pilot program that supplies middle school and high schools with free menstrual products. So joining us today to talk more about this program is Susan Thompson, the co-leader for the Days for Girls Local Southwest Boise team, and the team leader, Pam Bender. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Good morning, or good afternoon.
Good afternoon, good morning. It's, you know, all kind of runs together these days. So, Susan, I'd like to start with you. If you could just begin by telling us a little bit about the program Days for Girls and explaining to us what period poverty is.
Days for Girls is an international organization, and we make washable, sustainable menstrual kits for girls and women all over the world. So far, since 2008, when we were founded, we have distributed 2.7 million kits in 145 countries. And we have also given over 250,000 kits to refugees and displaced peoples. So our goal, really, as an organization, is menstrual equity everywhere, period. Mm. Or sometimes we say every girl, everywhere, period. But it covers both girls and women all over the world, because, as you said, period poverty is, it's in India, it's in Africa, it's in South America, and it's right here in our own Treasure Valley, which we didn't really realize until a couple of years ago. And the definition of period poverty is actually the lack of access to menstrual products, just as you said. And we found out a couple of years ago that we really didn't make that leap. We knew that it was all over the world, but we didn't realize it was right here in our own valley.
Well, and also that, you know, period products have been impacted by inflation just like every other product. They are incredibly expensive, and this is something that you need on a monthly basis. It is taxed. Now, that's a whole other story, because since it's a necessity, maybe it shouldn't be taxed. But with that said, Pam, I'm curious, talk to us about the need that you are seeing here in the Treasure Valley.
Okay. We started an outreach with our reusable supplies to food pantries, BSU food pantry, NNU food pantry, hygiene and clothing pantry in Nampa. And we found that there was a great interest in the reusable supplies. But then we really became excited about shifting our focus to try to provide for the girls in school that didn't have access to menstrual supplies. Because of that increase, 25% of an increase in menstrual supplies, it is a huge expense for girls and women.
Mm-hmm. And Susan, talk to us about this pilot project that you've started in middle schools and high schools, because and please correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't know if this impacts girls in the United States, but I think it would. But I do understand that in other parts of the world, when girls don't have access to period products, they miss school, right? I mean, they can miss a week of school, and then it's difficult to catch up. I am assuming that this is happening in schools in our country as well.
It actually is, and it's so interesting, is I had the opportunity to go to Kenya, Vincent Katuku, who you probably know, and we went to a girls' school and realized, and we took menstrual products because girls didn't have access to menstrual products. So they would miss a week of school a month, and then they would eventually they'd fall behind. They would have to drop out, families. And it's when we realized that this was happening in our schools, it's not, it doesn't happen like it happens in third world countries, that it's much more exacerbated here. But what happened is a couple of years ago, the Meridian Days for Girls chapter distributed some of our menstrual hygiene kits to the middle schools. And I live maybe 2 minutes from one. So I went to meet the nurse. And while I was there, I discovered that girls had to come to the nurse when they started their period at school, which I hadn't realized. And we didn't think that that was right, because when I would go to visit her, you sat outside her office and she was seeing kids who were sick. She was seeing kids who had diabetes medicine to administer. And something she said really stuck with me. She said, "Whenever I see a girl come into the office, I can just look at her face and tell if she started her period. It's stressful. It's a lack of dignity. That school is hard enough, and being a teenager is hard enough. And then you start your period unexpectedly, and you can't take care of the problem in the bathroom." So that's how we kind of realized that there was an issue and wanted to do something about it.
So with this pilot program, Pam, how many schools are participating, and what has the response been so far?
Well, we are in 12 schools and 44 bathrooms, and the response has been incredible. One of the things that we wanted to do was get some feedback from the girls with what they thought about the products in the bathroom. And one of the questions that we had on the questionnaire was, "Have you ever missed school because of a lack of menstrual supplies?" 25% of the students responded yes. And that is just not accessible. Not in our world. It's not right for girls to miss out on academics. It's not right for girls to have to miss out on school just because they're having their period.
You know, I think this is such an important topic to be discussing. And I know it can make people uncomfortable, but you know what? It's a part of life. It is a natural thing that happens. And when you don't have those supplies, I mean, all of us, anyone who has a period has been in a situation where you have started your period unexpectedly, where maybe you have overflowed a tampon or a pad. And it doesn't matter how old you are. There's an anxiety that comes over. I mean, and then, you know, then you're digging through your bag, right? Oh my gosh, do I have something, right? Can I run to the bathroom and can I change this? And, you know, it is, and I'm talking as an adult woman going through this. So the fact that you are doing this for middle school girls, for high school girls, now we've talked about the response of the students. What have the administrators said? Have they seen a difference in just the, I would think maybe that, as that nurse said, you know, these girls not having that their own autonomy, and now they can take care of this on their own?
Well, definitely. Since the point of contact for girls having their period is to go to the nurse, you know, as you mentioned, Gemma, you're in class, you're supposed to be focusing on your academics. You realize you started your period. You have to ask the teacher to go to the nurse. If you're uncomfortable saying, "Oh, I started my period," then you have to make up an excuse. "I have a headache or stomach ache." Then you go to the nurse. Then you readily get the supplies from the nurse. You may have to go back to a bathroom. Look at that amount of time out of class. Well, the nurse's response has been, it has cut down on the visits to the health office from 10 students a day to virtually none. And so that's a tremendous help. It keeps kids in class so they can learn, focus on their learning, and it frees up the nurse's time for all of the other medical issues that she's needing to deal with. Mm-hmm. We just want to normalize what's natural. Menstruation should not have a stigma that you have to go to a medical office to get the supplies that you need.
Go ahead.
That I thought I would mention is a lot of states have passed legislation requiring that menstrual products be available in the bathrooms. Now, New York City School District was one of the first to do this. And what they found after they provided free menstrual products in the bathroom, the point of service for the girls, it increased the average daily attendance 2.7%. That is a huge number. That is a huge amount of academic learning. And of course, schools are funded by their ADA or average daily attendance.
Thank you so much for coming in and thank you for what you're doing. This is such a necessary program and project. We've been talking with Susan Thompson, co-leader for the Days for Girls Local Southwest Boise team, and team member Pam Bender about a pilot program that is helping to supply middle schools and high schools in the Treasure Valley with free menstrual products. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.